Hello, darlings, and welcome to a special edition of Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we three, Jessica,
Jenna,
and Stephanie,
spill the tea on Thursdays.
Grab some coffee or a pot of tea and listen in for all the tips and tricks and random facts you never knew you needed.
Until now.
Hello there, and welcome back. Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we spill the tea
on Thursdays.
And today we have a guest who is trying to compose herself because she might be chuckling just a bit in the background. Hello there, Jess.
I can't. I love you guys. Do you do that every week?
100%. Yes. And we introduce it that way every time.
I love you guys.
You should know, really though, like it's quite hilarious. The beginning jingle, like it plays before we say that.
You need to hear
you
it.
You cannot listen to it without like busting.
I'm going to listen.
It's amazing.
Can I just tell you, it's fresh on my mind, just go listen to Jamie Ivey's. It just happened.
Oh my gosh,
her
spill
the tea was, and literally she said hoo-ha. Like, I mean, she is talking about something. She's like, I cannot believe y'all got me to say.
She said she had never shared that in public before ever.
And I was like,
well, you're here on the podcast at Pastor's Wives Tell All.
So just start there because it's great.
Yes, I can't wait.
They're hilarious.
I want to be in you guys' neighborhood in heaven.
Oh, Come on, girl. Well, we're not in heaven yet, but you know, when we get there.
That's so true.
I mean, we don't want to hurry along and die right this second, but
rush
one
it.
Day, let's not rush the process. We're going to be here and dying to ourselves and carrying that cross until the day
cheers.
Comes.
Cheers. Yes. Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Okay, so back to the podcast. Here we go. Focus. Okay. So Jess, we are so happy that you are on the Spill the Tea today. It is going to be so fun, and you absolutely have no clue what we're going to ask. And guess what? We don't either. But the
first question.
Oh, you got a question?
You had a question too. You go for it. Go.
Okay,
go,
girl. Jess, first question for you is, I want you to tell us a time where you have been thoroughly embarrassed, whether it's at a church function, with kids, in public, on stage, that you have just been absolutely just mortified.
I mean, you guys, something you need to know about me is I am number one, the most clumsy, number two, the most awkward, number three, like just the most all around weird person you've ever met. So
where do I start?
I mean, do you just embrace it? Are you like, oh, I fell. It's fine, guys. It happens all the time.
Huh. Yeah. Okay. Except for the thing is like, I was literally just telling somebody yesterday because I was like, the problem is like, it's not cute, quirky. I'm not cute, quirky. I want to be clear, you know, like Zooey Deschanel, like I'm not like, like, I'm like, is she okay? I'm that kind of quirky. So
you would fit in with us just fine. Yeah. By the way.
Yes.
Okay, my most embarrassing. I'm trying to think of like what's okay. Hold on, I'm gonna go in my mind palace real quick.
Oh. Your mind palace.
I'm gonna start saying that.
So
oh my gosh,
mind palace.
That's so great, okay,
guys. I want a mind palace. Bad. That sounds fun.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
We're ready. Sorry.
Okay, this one's kind of, you're good. This is kind of sad, but it was really embarrassing. And unfortunately, I think a lot of women and people in ministry can probably relate. One time I was at a ministry event that I was speaking at. It was not my church. I would like to clarify. It was somebody else's church. And it was a smaller building. It was like pretty small. And I was in the bathroom. I went into the bathroom and I overheard two women in the stalls talking about me really unkindly. And I just made a gut decision to like come out while they were talking.
No.
I was like, I'm not embarrassed. Like you should be
proud of you right now.
But like the truth was I was embarrassed. It was after I had talked, I'd given a message. They were like, I mean, what did you think? And then one of them was like, I mean, I don't know. This is the time I had a print shop. I sold like scripture prints. And so one girl was like, I mean, I like her art. I've got a couple of her prints in my house. True story. The other one was like, everybody always talks about how good her hair is, but like, doesn't look that good. And they were like cackling. And I just walked out of
They're
the stall.
Like mean
it was like
girls.
What?
It was a lot. But it, so it was a little sad, but it was mostly just like one of those like white knuckle, like your hands are shaking. You can't feel your face for like 20 minutes, you know?
I am so sorry that that happened to you, first of all.
What did they do when you walked out of that stall? That's what I want to know.
Yes.
I think they tried to like play it off. Like I think they were like, aha, but you know what? But they were mortified. So again, I shouldn't have been embarrassed, but I was embarrassed, you know?
Of course. Okay. Well, I would just like to put it on record right now that you have amazing hair.
Yeah, you do have amazing hair.
Thank you. But like, you know, it's like a lot of hype. Like in person, it's just hair. Like it just, it's not always great, you know? Like,
right. Because it's hair.
So thank you. But like, right. It's hair. So like some days it doesn't look good, you know? Or like,
do you see my hair
in the back?
Oh my goodness.
Jess, I have a palm tree on my head.
Jess, it's Well, first of all, I want to say I'm very proud of you that you came out of the stall. Like, you came out. That was just.
She came out of the stall.
Yes. Stall.
But also,
came out of the stall.
Mm-hmm. But also, I just need you to know that when we do retreats for pastors' wives, and last year we were in Missouri at a retreat, and Jenna took out her hair in the middle of everyone because she had a halo on, and like everyone was like,
her name is Harriet.
Her name is Harriet. And literally, like, it just made me kind of think of that, because all the women were like,
I was like, this is hurting my head. I'm going to take it off.
She just went, room, and they all went,
oh. And they're like, we thought that was your real hair. You know, like,
I couldn't love it more. I love it.
It just made me think of that. But oh my gosh. Well, first of all, we apologize that they said that. But I mean, we know that, I mean, people are going to talk.
Yeah.
We're going to, and we might have been that mean girl a 100%. Time or two in our lives.
100%.
So. And if we were in that bathroom and we were coming out of the stall as you were coming out of the stall, we would have had your back.
Yeah, girl. You,
we said,
I know.
I would have been like, I love your hair, Jess. It looks so good today. What did you do? What shampoo are you using?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey friend, we will get right back to our episode, but we want to take a moment and thank our patrons. You guys keep our podcast going.
If you are not a patron and you would like to consider donating to our podcast ministry, we would be so grateful, and we might even do a happy dance.
When you become a patron, you get perks like being the first to hear about special info and retreats. You get bonus episodes, monthly devotionals, lock screens, and more.
Plus, we have added a new $1 tier for those who believe in us and what we're doing, just because you love us.
So head on over to our show notes and click on the Patreon link to learn more. Now let's get back to our episode.
Speaking of shampoo, I'm going to ask you a really quick question. So, you know, some people have those like favorite things, parties where you bring something to, you know, this your favorite thing. So if you were to be going to one of those and you have this favorite product, it can be a beauty product, it can be whatever you want it to be. What is your favorite, like one of your favorite things?
Okay. I just got a new body lotion that I'm going to have to send you guys the link because I don't actually know the name, but I'm going to have to send you the link, but I just got this body lotion and it actually changed my life. I have crazy dry skin and I am like a, okay, I'm going to send you the link because I'm telling you, it is
like
not cheap. It's the most expensive lotion I've ever bought. Yes. But I put it on and I was like, I'm okay.
Does a little go a long way?
Like everything. No. I slather it on. like money's going out of style. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
I'm there for the
slather. Well, send us the link and we will put it in the show notes for anybody who's curious about this magical lotion.
I'm curious. I shall be in those show notes. Well, literally, because I'm going to write them.
Yeah.
But also I shall click the link.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Love.
Okay, Jess, last question. So first tell us favorite book that you're reading right now, or you might not be reading a book right now, favorite last book that you read. And then also, what is your favorite TV series or movie?
Oh, these are my favorite questions. I'm reading two books right now. I'm reading a book called The Garden by, I think his name is.
Oh, I know. Shoot. I know that book.
I think I'm hearing this too, but I can't think of who.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you his name. I have it right here. And I'm actually reading it with my teenagers. Nick and I are reading it with our teenagers. Because it's written in like an allegory style and it's about fear and anxiety. And, you know, that's what the teens are all dealing with right now. Aww. Okay. It's by John Gordon. by John Gordon, The Garden.
Okay.
And the second book I am reading right now is I'm reading The Blessed Life by Robert Morris. It's about tithing and generosity. And I'm reading that with my husband and a couple of other friends. And I am liking – I'm loving both of them. So, yeah, The Garden and The Blessed Life.
Cool.
I'm looking favorite, up The Garden right now to purchase.
Yes, it's really good. Okay. It's really life-giving. I mean, even my 11-year-old is reading it. So it's like, you know, it's okay. But it's a great book for adults as well. And then my favorite TV show of all time that I watch almost every day of my life is The West Wing.
Oh, I have heard that is good, but I've never watched it.
I haven't watched it either. Well, apparently we need to
watch about 10 to 15 minutes of The West Wing every single day of my life. And I usually watch it. This is my secret trick. I talk about it in Tired of Being Tired. I watch it in the shower.
You have talked about this on a podcast episode before.
Yep.
That you watch. Yes.
I'm gonna need. I think that's what I call multitasking. I'm gonna need to hear how you watch it.
Yeah, I just find a safe spot for my phone. I actually like those little niches where you put shampoo. But if I'm in a hotel shower or anything, I just find somewhere safe to put my phone. Yeah, and it's water resistant. Just like. Yeah, it's fine. And it just like helps me kind of like relax, get out of my mind, like get out of my own thoughts for a minute and just kind of, but I love The West Wing forever and ever. Amen.
Okay. That's amazing.
I'm gonna have to go check it out. And your favorite movie.
Okay. True story. I have cinematic narcolepsy. So this is partially why I don't watch TV, but I fall asleep during movies. So if I pay for a movie, I'm paying for a nap, like just 100%.
I love it.
Which I will do sometimes. I'll pay for a nap to go be with my family, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know the last time I watched a movie. I can't.
Oh my goodness.
Just, I'm 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Well, that just means you needed that sleep.
I know. So you were tired of being tired.
Yeah, I know.
I was tired of being tired. It's the same. I say I have cinematic and vehicular narcolepsy. If we're in a car and I'm not driving, I don't care if we're going 5 minutes or 50. I'm falling asleep.
Oh, man. I wish I had that.
Let me just tell you, if you were on a road trip with us, you would not fall asleep.
It's a little too loud.
You'd be surprised, guys.
I don't know.
We're all dance partying and she's out.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, that's a lot.
I need that on a plane is what I need when we go to Africa.
I know. You struggle to sleep on going to Africa. Bless it.
That's awesome.
Anyway. Well, Jess, thank you so much for being on Spill the Tea today. We have absolutely loved having you. You have been just such a joy.
And
I love you guys.
She lost
it. It's gone. They're great.
I'm trying to do it in my head. I'm trying to do it in my hand. I do.
Oh, that was good.
That's great. Cool.
So lovely. We're so proud of you.
So proud.
I told you you could do it.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Well, until next time, everyone, we hope you have a blessed and lovely day.
And go spill some tea. Don't drink it because...
Wait, why would you want to spill tea?
I don't like tea.
You're the only one who doesn't like tea. It's fine.
Anyway.
We love you guys. Until next time.
Bye.
Toodles.
Okay, friends, if you have enjoyed this episode as much as we have, please help us spread the word on Facebook and Instagram.
If you didn't know yet, Instagram is where all the fun is at. From dance reels on Wednesdays to spiritual encouragement and laugh out loud posts in between, there is something for everyone.
And last but certainly not least, if you could take a moment right now to stop what you're doing and give us a rating and review, even subscribe to our podcast, this seriously helps other people find us who wouldn't be able to otherwise. Thank you so much for your love and support. We hope you'll tune in next week.